Artist Douglas Cooper draws large-scale murals of cities, especially Pittsburgh, where he's lived since the 1960s. The murals are both remarkably detailed and slightly surreal, broad panoramas punctuated by landmarks like Forbes Field and city steps on the south side. You can see his work at the Heinz History Center and on the Carnegie Mellon campus. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll asked Cooper what he was aiming at in his new book titled Knowing and Seeing.
Some combination of the experience of being there and seeing it, experiencing it visually, also walking, combined with the sense of knowledge that we have about the overall setting from being elsewhere in the city at once. So it's kind of like a combination of a map, the map that we carry in our minds, the cognitive map of the city, combined with our experience of any individual place.
So you're actually depicting the city in one of your murals from multiple perspectives at once in the single frame.
Yes. Well, these frames are pretty big, so they give me a big opportunity. But even in smaller drawings that I've done over the years, there is this same sense of looking around. Because of their size, or typically just their breadth, they let me kind of walk around the city more and show the experience of moving through the city from neighborhood to neighborhood, but then stopping, pausing, and then looking around the city from that one location or several locations.
And these murals, as you say, they're quite large, right? Can you give a sense of the scale?
Yeah, some are up to 200 feet long. They tend to follow walls and sometimes go around corners and resume again in other parts of a space. Sometimes they're tall. Probably the tallest mural I've done is 24 feet. I like to have the murals go all the way to the floor so that you can, from a standing position, look downwards. And then I can use that to mimic the sense that we might have of looking down over the landscape, say, from a hill overlooking Oakland. But also look up and show neighborhoods that are off in the distance.
And you draw with charcoal principally, right?
Yeah. That came early on. In some ways, the affinity for charcoal comes out of my drawing experience that I always loved to work in pencil. But charcoal also kind of really resonates with the whole character of the city. It also has the advantage of not changing with exposure to light, which does affect paint. So there's no issue of light fastness if you work in charcoal.
And let's talk about your new book called Knowing and Seeing. What's the book about? What are you trying to do with it?
Well, it relates to a certain extent to that issue that we were just talking about, the relationship of past and to present. But it also relates most directly to the distinction that I've drawn between how we experience a place in the present, how we look at it, how we feel its hills, as an ongoing experience, together with our knowledge of the city, the knowledge of the city that we have from over years, that we've accumulated over years, and also the knowledge that is shared with others.
And so the book has these great illustrations in it. You has like fold out pages,
yeah,
which help to give a sense of the scale, or not if not the scale, then sort of the shape of your paintings or your drawings.
I would say the breadth of field.
The breadth of field.
Yeah, you can really kind of walk along them with your eyes. And some of them, when they fold out, are about almost, I guess, 2.5-3 feet wide.
What do you hope people get out of your new book, Knowing and Seeing?
I hope they recognize their own cities. I've heard from a lot of people that the sense of the city that they get from looking, of Pittsburgh in particular, of the city that they get from looking at my murals really kind of strikes a deep chord that resonates with their own experience of the city. It's not that it looks like it, it's that it feels like it.
That was muralist Doug Cooper talking with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll. Cooper holds a book launch November 21st at the Carnegie Museum of Art.